and the flow is natural, you will suddenly surprised, unexpectedly, one morning you find you are aware. No need to make any effort. Or if you are working through awareness, and both the methods are different, they start from different standpoints, then don't think of being loose in nature. You simply work it out through your effort to be aware. It will take a long time. When awareness becomes natural and no effort is needed. Unless this point comes where no effort is needed, awareness has not been attained yet. When you can forget about all efforts and simply be aware, then only you have achieved it. Then just by the side you will find the phenomena of being loose in nature. They come together. They always happen together. They are two aspects of the same phenomena. But you cannot work out them together. It is just like one is climbing up a mountain. There are many paths. They all reach to the top. They all culminate in the top. But you cannot walk on two paths together. If you try, you will go mad and you will never reach to the top. How can you walk on two paths together? And knowing well that they all lead to the same top. But one has to walk only one. Finally, when one reaches to the top, he will find all the paths have culminated in it. For walking, choose always one path. Of course, when you reach, all the paths will reach to the same point, to the same peak. To be aware is a different type of process. Buddha followed it. He called it self-remembering or right mindfulness. In this age, another Buddha, George Gurdjieff, followed it. He called it self-remembering. Another Buddha, Krishnamurti, goes on talking about awareness, alertness. This is one path. Tilopa belongs to another path. The path of being loose and natural. Not even bothering about awareness. Just being whatsoever you are, not making any effort for any improvement. And I tell you, Tilopa's standpoint is higher than Buddha, Gurdjieff and Krishnamurti. Because he creates no conflict. He simply says, just be whatsoever you are, not even spiritual effort, because that too is part of the ego. Who is trying to improve? Who is trying to be aware? Who is trying to attain enlightenment? Who is this inside you? It is a